Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The big interview with Vivek Ramaswamy he did with me a few weeks ago that just aired today is going viral. Got more clips of that coming up. We got your phone calls. Owen Schroyer is now, as we speak, reporting to federal prison. We're taking your phone calls right now. Taking them to the order they're received. Daryl in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, bud. I just want to let you know I got my 5 bottles of Conspiracy Bourbon in the mail, and I cracked it open a little while ago, and I was wondering if you'd let me do a quick toast to Owen.
Please.
All right. This is for you, Owen. You left it all on the field. We'll see you in a couple of months, and now here's to the next man up.
Absolutely. I just took a little swig with you. ConspiracyBourbon.com. By the way, it's going to sell out in a couple of days. This is a small run. It was a test. Got an amazing bottle, everything you want to get it, conspiracybourbon.com. Helps keep us on air. But the way it works is it's such a good bourbon, like half the cost, what we sell it for is just the bourbon. It's not crap. And then after all the fees and everything, I make like $6 on it. Yeah, that's definitely a fun thing.
Well, bud, you've had a lot of cool stuff you come out with, but this is one of my favorites. And let me tell you,
did you like the Kentucky bourbon? What did you think of it?
Oh, dude, it's smooth. And listen, people got to know, Kentucky bourbon, it's Kentucky bourbon worldwide for one reason. They've got limestone that are in those creeks that run through there, and they use the water for the bourbon with that limestone water. And it's the only place in the world that I know of where that limestone water comes from. And that's why they say if bourbon ain't bourbon unless it comes from Kentucky. I mean, you go to Asia, Japanese, they'll pay $1,000 a bottle for this stuff. Talk about it. Kentucky bourbon is the creme de la creme of alcohol around the world.
Well, that's correct. Yeah, they wanted to sell it for $200, and I said, I want the lowest price. So it's $30 for us to get the juice. So we sell it for 60-something after all the liquor fees. I make $6 on it. Keeps us on air. But I would just let these people license my name, and then they shut them down for a year. So it aged another year in the bottles. And so I said, okay, now I'm going to fully promote this. ConspiracyBourbon.com. People want to get it right now. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm just telling you, it's super smooth. And people in Kentucky know there's one called Four Roses, and that's like one of the favorites locally. This one is a little bit better than the Four Roses. It's smooth. It's got that little bit of oak taste to it. And if you ever go on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, you learn about the history of bourbon, you'll get it. You'll just get it.
Well, I was sitting there over a year ago when they let me test over 20 of them. And they said, we can get kegs of any of this. And I said, I picked this one. They said, yeah, that's one of the most expensive. That'll be like $30 a bottle, so there won't be much profit. I said, well, I just want to give people quality. So I'm not a whiskey expert, but I know people like it. So thank you, sir.
It's awesome. Hey, in your Vivek interview, it was incredible when you educated him about what happened to you at your trial, what they did, and he had no idea about that little loophole that they're using to go after everybody now. Because we all
Giuliani, Trump, they've all been defaulted. Since when do judges find you guilty?
It's the new thing. It's the new communist little trick they're playing on us. So it's now we got to focus on our judicial department and these little tricks that they're doing. We got to go right back after them. Right back after them.
What did you make of the New York judge in the civil trial saying, I ignore juries. I just default people. I mean, he brags about it.
We're supposed to go along with this. If they take away the rule of law, all we have is chaos. This should be number one on the story right now. Everything should be about people. We cannot have crooked judges bragging about being crooked. That's it. It's over if we let this happen.
I totally agree. We're going to break in 1 minute. Anything else, Daryl?
No, sir. Thank you for this bourbon, brother.
Well, thank you. You know, again, I just got to the point. They're like, hey, we can get decent bourbon for $15 a bottle. You'll make a lot more money. And I said, I like this one. Well, that's the most. They said, funny, you just chose the best one we got. They literally brought me like, it took a few months. I tested it out. And they said, okay, you just picked the most expensive one. And so we can sell it for $100 a bottle all day long. It's $60, folks. And it funds you out. And I get $6 a bottle. It actually goes to me to fund the operation. But I sell a lot of bottles. And there's only 10,000. I think they got like 3,000 bottles left. It'll probably sell it in a day or two. If you want to get it, ConspiracyBourbon.com. And, yeah, I mean, that's it. George Washington with Sam Adams funded the war with whiskey and beer. So we're doing it kind of right now. I think Sam Adams probably got a little more than 5% of the profit, though. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right. I'm going to get into World War III scenarios at the bottom of the hour. We're taking your phone calls right now. Julio in Colorado, you're on the air. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Alejandro. Hope you're doing well. I'll be quick, rapid fire with a bunch of stuff. A couple of weeks ago, I was in the Borderplex in Las Cruces. For those that don't know, that's Las Cruces, El Paso, and Ciudad Juarez. And I'll tell you what, never in my life have I seen a horde of people literally hitchhiking on the interstate. Never in my life have I seen that. Las Cruces is an hour from El Paso, for those that don't know, an hour from Juarez. So things are getting horrible.
Totally overrun, record levels, total collapse. And in the current spending bill, there's triple the money for Ukraine's border there is for the U.S. border.
Bringing in different almost proxies of countries. Southern Arizona bringing in West Africans. You've got El Paso and parts of Texas bringing in people from Central and South America.
Right. They bring them in blocks because they have political leaders over each group.
About 11 years ago, I covered the NATO summit. During that time, you had, and people can look this up, they dubbed them the NATO 3, which basically they were patsies, Chicago PD, along with the Bureau and Central Intelligence, brought these lackeys on. They were supposed to do terrorist attacks in Chicago. A week before, you had the G8 in Cleveland, Obama, those types of people, basically set up a bunch of patsies. What I'm getting at is the Bureau of Central Intelligence already setting up with far-left groups, with some of these international groups. There's going to be an attack on this country, without a doubt.
And when they engage in the attack, they'll take our rights and have the media never say, why'd the left bring them in? And what do you make of the ADL saying white people are inherently evil? And pushing all this and now it blowing up in their face as the left goes, okay, we'll attack the Jews, then they're white. I mean, this is very, very cut and dry now.
Yeah, I mentioned this a few months ago. It's almost like a desperate person at the roulette table at some type of gambling hall. They're going all in. They know that it's almost chasing. They're chasing what's next, even though they know it's going to blow up in their face. Now, speaking of Chicago, Alex, I was visiting family. Almost every person of my family and my wife's family with our age,
your phone just broke up. Hold on. Almost every member of your family, what?
Every member of my family from my wife and my side who are millennials are dealing with fertility issues. And these are people who took the COVID vaccine. Stillbirth, going through IVF treatment, X, Y, Z, Alex, it is...
It's and then meanwhile, they bring in the third world replacements. Absolutely. God bless you, Leo. It's real. We're living in a bioweapon attack. We're all veterans of a bio war. I mean, it's just true. We have the VFW Hall. We honor the veterans. Great. They're great people. On average, I love veterans. They're some of the best people out there. But we're all victims of the New World Order globalist attack, and you need to realize that and understand that if there's any hope. Brandon in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
This is Randy.
I'm sorry, Randy. Go ahead.
That's all right, Alex. Hell, people call me a whole lot worse.
Yeah, they put Brandon on screen, but whatever. Go ahead, Randy.
Last time I saw you, I was pushing you over that ladder there at Barton Springs. We had that mask rally deal.
Yeah, back when they were shutting down the parks, and the corporate media said it was a lie and I hired crisis actors.
Yeah.
No one was shutting down parks. Though they were, the national media said, I made it up.
Yeah, we went down there. Remember, we had a blast. Owen was there with us.
Yep.
Anyway, let me get to the point here. Do you got me 5x5?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I am starting a deal called the University of Paul Revere. And the professors, if you will, are going to be you, Bannon, Mel Kay, and John B. Wells, and guests that that are constitutionalists, and we know that they are. And so that's going to be starting very soon. I hadn't launched it as of yet. I wanted to get with you. I went up to CPAC, Steve up there in last year, and the week after we fixed the launch, really I wasn't ready, but Miles got busted. If you remember, they arrested Miles, so we backed off for a while. Because the students are going to be entered into a book called The Next Greatest Generation, Silent Majority. And so we're going to let everybody that joins the university, they're not going to do anything. Alex and you and I both know this, unless there's something in it for them. That's what the American people are conditioned that way. So we're going to Eddie McGuire it. I will pay, or the university will pay people to go out and just tell their story if they love this country, for God's sake, Alex. And we'll start here in Texas. I've talked to three sheriffs around my area. They're behind me. We're going to have little meetings like they did with Amway in people's houses, and so it's private. And I'm going to go to every single county in the state of Texas I can, and we're going to start in Texas, but I'll also be training people in other parts of the country to do the same thing. If we don't, we're going to lose this thing. We've got to November of next year.
No, you're damn right. So give us a website, or how do we contact you, Randy?
No, just you got my phone there, Alex. I need to talk to you. There's certain things about it that I think that you would agree that we don't want to broadcast out over these airwaves.
Oh, Randy, I'm a busier than a one-legged man in ass-kicking contest, but I appreciate it. We'll try maybe get you on as a guest. Thank you. Get his number. But you remind me of over 3 years ago, they had lockdowns. And they shut down the parks, and they shut down the pools, and they shut it all down. For those that don't know, we got this big dammed up spring that's like 300, 400 yards long called Barton Springs off the Colorado River. And I tried to go down there and just swim in the river with my kids. They still live with me then. They're all grown up now, except for one of them. And the cops over said, you can't be here swimming. And I told them, I'm going to still swim. And they threatened to arrest me, and then they backed off. So I said, we're coming down there. And then the national news said they didn't close that. Jones has made it up because they don't want to give us a victory of us climbing over and taking it over. And then even the city the next week reopened it because they're so scared of giving you power to admit we overrode them. They just said, no, it's actually my fat ass climbing over the fence. So this year they reenacted it and said, why didn't I go? I said, we already won that fight. I'm moving on here. So that's a big deal. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Carlos in Canada, then Mike in Ohio. Carlos, welcome.
Alex, viene la tormenta.
What does that mean in Spanish? Torment?
Viene la tormenta means the storm is coming.
Ah.
It means the atomic war is coming, as of the movie The Terminator.
Yeah, guys, pull up the end of Terminator, the first one, where yes. Sarah Connor says she's about to go to Mexico, get ready for the war. She says the storm is coming. Pull that up. Yes. Go ahead, Carlos.
And the little kid says, viene la tormenta, because the nuclear detonation has already taken place. What am I saying is that it's very dangerous, Alex. You know, you park two basically navies just outside of Egypt, Israel, where the SS Liberty, I think, was parked.
I was about to say, will Israel pull another USS Liberty and blow up? Because they've done it before. And I'm not attacking Israel. It's just true. It's all declassified. I've interviewed the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, Admiral Moore, before he died. They got the calls. LBJ said, sink the ship. Let them sink it as a pretext. You're right. Will another government or another group form a false flag?
Well, the Russians moved the Kinzhal missiles to the Black Sea, so you know you could easily blame it on the Russians attacking the navies. Okay, but the point is,
and explain what that means, because Putin said 1,000 kilometer. He was saying more than 1,000. No, it's actually 1,200 mile an hour. So that's like 1,600 kilometer. They can hit the ships in minutes. And he's loaded nuclear weapons on aircraft in the region. And he said this isn't a threat. It's a message from the Russian Air Force. What does that mean? Because Putin isn't one for threats.
No. And the danger, of course, is that the escalation will be very, very rapid. Because as it stands right now...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
American long tradition, which you know is covered very clearly by yourself and Lord Rothschild and all of these traditions, they want to control all the resources of the world. But who controls the resources controls the world. So when they find offshore gas or when they have like Russia or when they have great main resources, they want to control them. And this is the problem. One day, Alex Jones and InfoWars will be, you know, in the future. But I believe there'll be another organization called Human Rights. It will be like Freedom Wars, okay?
No, I agree. We need a human lobby for just basic human rights. No matter what religion or group you are, we have a basic code. We team together. That's the future. Carlos, 30-second closing comment.
Closing comment is this. Take care of your children. Develop them to their fullest potential as human beings, and your country will be there forever. That's what I'm saying. Clearly. Leave the children alone, okay? Don't touch the children. Bring them to their full human potential, regardless of where you are in this world. And you're going to see a better world and a peaceful world.
I totally agree with you. I want a pro-human future for black, brown, and white, Christian, Muslim, Jew. And we've got to transcend it and admit the facts of what's happening. Since you mentioned the end of Terminator, the original, with Sarah Connor saying a storm is coming, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back with your phone calls.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming.
I know.
Where we are right now, folks. You can feel it in your bones. Evil is taking over right now. Carlos, thanks for the call. All right, I want to get to nuclear war scenarios coming up next segment. We'll finish up the other callers, but right now, let's go back to your calls. Mike in Ohio, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. God bless you, man. God bless the crew. God's been heavy on my heart to call you lately, and try and lay down a plan. It might not be much of a plan, but, you know, the American people in general have become lazy. Nobody wants to do anything. Write politicians, call politicians, whatever. So,
the Western world is asleep.
They are. And, you know, you've covered that directly on everything from the chemical contamination to everything, the dumbing down in college. But regardless, what we need to do is a peaceful protest. A lot of good came from sit-in protests, and the American people can easily sit at home. Just blue-collar America runs this country. I'm an electrician. I know tons of people in the trade. If we just pick a day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, whatever, and just you, Jack Posobiec, Tucker, Joe Rogan, Steve Bannon, Crowder, Clay Clark, your reach is so far and wide.
No, you're trying to organize those guys like organized cats, and I've talked to some of them today. But regardless, every day, hammer out links. Every day, protest. Every day, go to city council. Every day, go to think how the left was so scared of people going to school board meetings and saying, don't teach my white kid when they're five, they're bad because they're white. They're little innocent kids that love everybody. Like, my six-year-old daughter loves black people, brown people, white people. And they're literally, I thought I was protecting her homeschooled. We sent her to some sports camp, and they brainwashed her there. She was bad because she was white. She said, am I bad to me last week? And I got so angry, and that's when I said, okay, I'm done. Because this is outrageous.
It is. is, and I know time's short. We don't have much time to correct anything, but let's hit these globalists in the wallet where it hurts. I mean, that's
well, we've done it. BlackRock's lost trillions. The New World Order is getting the living hell beat out of it. Man, we're actually winning, brother. That's why they're freaking out.
Amen, amen. But let's take it to the next level. Let's show them our numbers.
How dare you tell my 6-year-old she's back as your she's white? I mean, God, the ADL and the left, they're just so evil, wrecking children's innocence and trying to cut their genitals off. I mean, just, man, that's evil. Man, that's bad.
We go to a rural school in Ohio, and my daughter actually had to change schools because of the wokeness. And she's a lesbian student. And was going into her senior year, had been there since kindergarten, and changed to a city school that is not as woke, not as indoctrinated. And, the issues reach far and wide. They do. But that's why I say, you know, if we can have a peaceful protest and the people just stay at home, don't spend money, you know, take to the airwaves, take to the Telegram, whatever, and voice why you're doing
well, clear.
This. And
spend money on the liberty organizations. Don't spend money with the globalists. I appreciate your call. Folks, they're going to take your confused children and tell them they're a lesbian. Because as a young girl, they're upset about the relationship with boys because that's the normal friction. And they're going to do that. You're not a lesbian. You're a woman. And your office is incredible, creating the future of humanity. They're doing this to make you not have children. I don't blame women that like women. It's the old joke, you know, my spirit animal's a lesbian. I'm not attacking women. They're attracted to women. I'm telling you that your final form is with a man. And I know there's not a bunch of men out there. I totally get it. And believe me, all I do is hang out with my wife and my mother and my daughters. My son's great. I love him to death. I want to be around women all day long. I'm all about women. I just feel good. I like women. I want women. And so to tell other women, hey, the point is that this is an attack. And it's an admitted plan so that you don't step in the office to make a new creature. And that's what I'm telling you is I'm not judging you. I've killed my children. I didn't realize what I was doing it, what it was. I repented later. But, you know, I'm not judging you as a, quote, lesbian. I'm just simply telling you, you know you're not fulfilled by that. And I'm sorry there's not men out there that can measure up. I get it. I'm not judging you. I've killed my children. I'm way worse than you. But I will tell you, you're on a destructive path that is not of the plan. And it's only when you get with the plan that you're in power. And people ask me, like, Jones, why do you bash yourself? Why do you admit that? I've had families say, why the hell do you admit every week you were involved in abortions? Because this is not an insurmountable thing we're doing here. I'm a sinner. I'm wrong. I've done bad things. Yeah, I wasn't conscious. Yes, I didn't want it. I didn't realize what I was doing. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to dodge it. I have to admit what I've done so you can understand that you're forgiven for stuff far less worse than I've done. And that's how God works. If you say, I'm sorry, what do I do to make this better? God's going to put you into the war. And God's going to do incredible things with you. But I say to women out there, that have been taught to hate men, and men that have been taught to hate women. And, boy, that's a whole other thing. Men act like a bunch of babies and are selfish and all of it, and I get it. I'm just simply saying, we're dying as a species. And Elon Musk is right. We need to re-energize our population. And we need to realize, in all the animal kingdom, there's male and female, and that's why they're attacking it. Because there's power in that, and there is a intergalactic ritual, the highest levels that happens when a man and woman come together and create that new being. So they dumb it down, they lie about it, they attack it because they fear the Genesis Project. And we are the Genesis Project.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life?
Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live
from deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
There are 8 million souls on spaceship Earth orbiting our standard yellow sun. World War III has already begun. We're at war with Russia. We're now at war with Islam while our borders are wide open. Israel is overrun. And all it takes is for Iran to invade from the north of Lebanon into Israel and to activate Hezbollah units in the West Bank and Hezbollah units in Gaza for Israel to use nuclear weapons on Iran, and they've said they will. We're now here. You can pick who's bad or who's good, but why did all this start now? Because the world is coming to the end of the reserve currency and bringing in their new global currency, their new mark of the beast. So how does the war start? What are the different scenarios? Missiles get launched at U.S. aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean. And they think they're hypersonic missiles, so they fire missiles at those. The Russians think they're nuclear-tipped missiles, and they said they'll attack. They launch aircraft launch cruise missiles that are Mach 12. That's their real speed. At the aircraft carriers, no way to stop it. Boom, it starts. And the Russians lost a third of their population in World War II. They've got it in their cultural DNA to go to war. They expect it. They're ready for it. They thought the Cold War was over with Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump. It's back with Joe Biden at the beach, stumbling around, not knowing who he is, and clowns of the U.S. press secretary. It's all meant to encourage China to go into Taiwan, to encourage Russia to expand their operations, and to encourage Iran that runs Hezbollah to launch attacks. And the U.S. is evacuating U.S. citizens out of the Middle East right now. And you turn on the news, and the White House press secretary says, I don't care about Jews getting killed. Muslims are the most persecuted. The UN admits 80% of global persecution is against Christians. And I don't want Muslims to get persecuted. But the fact is, Christians are being murdered all over the world. In Sudan. In Rwanda. And the list goes on and on, not just in Africa. The globalists want to make the world accept their new digital currency. China has its own plan, just as evil. And they need to basically intimidate everybody to accept this. And that's what's happening. And while our borders are wide open, and while we're flooded with Islamicists, we have record numbers of people coming into our country who mean our nation ill, and then we're told the main threat is white people and conservatives and Trump supporters. The FBI says they're about to blow everything up. That means the globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame us ahead of the election in 12 months. You can see it clear. We are living the most dangerous time in human history right now. And there's many other nuclear scenarios. But Israel has said that if Hezbollah attacks from the north, they're going to attack Iran. And then we're off to the races. And everybody that's wanted war and nuclear war, you're going to get what you want. Because the bankers are like Bernie Madoff on steroids. They've committed crimes, they've stolen quadrillions, and they're coming to the end of this, and they're going to go to jail if they can't convince you the collapse is from global warming or from a virus, from a war. And so they're saying they're going to do this as the pretext of the smokescreen for their next-level takeover. Instead of the globalist establishment being removed for the mismanagement and all the terrible things they've done, they're going to get full control out of the crisis they've created. Populists are being elected all over the world every week, from Switzerland to Sweden, from Argentina to New Zealand, from Canada to America. So what do you do when you're losing a chess game or a checkers game or a Chinese checkers game? You overturn the board when you're losing. Cue it up. We'll take some calls, but there's that famous scene. What a good movie. What a great Western. Tombstone. With all those great actors. What should I tell the crew the actual headline is? I got to remember this to get it right. They pull it right up. Poker scene. Tombstone poker scene. There's a couple poker scenes. There's the one where he goes in and the guy's running the scam and acts tough and Kurt Russell intimidates him and takes control of the bar. That's not the one I want. It's where one of the gang leaders, this is a true story, by the way, this all happened, I've read the books about it, is losing, and when he finally loses and double downs, he pulls a gun out and he says, I'm going to kill you. Tombstone poker scene. He says, I'm going to kill you. You just cheated. Of course, they didn't cheat. But that's how the globalists behave. When they're not going to go to jail like Sam Bankman-Fried or Bernie Madoff, they're going to start a giant war so big or release a new virus or both that you don't even remember the fact they just gave you a deadly shot to kill a bunch of you. We're living in such an incredible moment right now. Let's skip this network break. Let's go to Taylor, Mississippi. Taylor, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So excited to be calling. I'm a first-time caller, but definitely not a first-time listener. I've listened to you for over 15 years, matter of fact. And I want to preface real quick. I'm actually a ICU travel nurse, and so I've been an ICU travel nurse for the past 10 years, matter of fact. And my wallet is your war chest, okay? I've spent thousands of dollars in your store over the years. And I saw at the height of the medical tyranny what exactly was being done. I saw the remdesivir messing people's kidneys up. I found out how much hospitals were getting reimbursed for every intubation that was done. So I've literally been on the front lines. And everything that you were saying during that time, I was seeing in real time in my job. I was fired. But, Alex, I'll have you know that I was able to distribute information. I changed patients. I gave people books. I was able to change people's perspective, patients and my coworkers, nurses, doctors, etc. So just know that I'm not one of those people in the group of the 5,000 in the story of Christ where they were just listening. I was like a disciple actively participating and distributing, okay? So I ask this as a vested info warrior, okay? I'm a little bit confused about something, and perhaps you can shed some light, but it seemed on Owen's last broadcast that he was a little bit solemn and heartbroken that he wasn't even going to have a crew accompany him, and he wasn't getting support like that, you know, we thought he was going to get. So it just seems to me, Alex, that like Roger Stone was supported so much more than Owen. There was a T-shirt code, et cetera, and Owen's having to start his own thing. I donated to his fund, but I'm not trying to instigate.
No, that's great. Oh, let me tell you. I appreciate you. I'm really glad you called. Back when let him go now. I'm going to answer his question. Back when Roger Stone was indicted 4 or 5 years ago, I ran this company. I run what I say on air. I still have that free speech. I'm in bankruptcy. They have a CRO named Patrick McGill that controls the money. We don't have the money to go out on the road. We don't have the money.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Look, we're basically already shut down. And I'm an optimist, and I believe in pushing things all the way to the end. Because I'm not going to give up. I'm going to make them shut this down. And they're already shutting it down. And they're going to cut your children's penises off. They're going to take your daughter's breasts. They're going to give you GMO. They're going to fry you with 5G. They're going to go to World War III. But it's not because I didn't fight. It's not because I didn't allocate resources. It's because I didn't have the resources. So I'm offended by your phone call. I'm actually offended by you. I'm extremely offended by you. Because you don't get we're putting on 110% fight here. You don't listen to what I say every hour how dire the situation is. They had the Justice Department in my bankruptcy trying to put me in prison for a year. I knew we didn't lie about anything, so they're going to set me up. They are trying to put me in jail. Not for 2 months, for decades. And you sit back and go, well, you should have done more for Owen. You know, why did you do what you did? Hey, man, we're shot, brother. We've been in this fight for 29 years. We're run out of energy. We're exhausted. So don't sit there and tell me what I need to do in this fight when I'm giving it everything I've got. You got it ass backwards. And all these people that are not with the New World Order, but still think they're part of the establishment that won't bet on the victory and won't support this operation, it's going to be their fault when they lose everything they've got to the New World Order because they didn't support this operation. It's a fraud. It's a lie. I don't even know how to respond to that. In fact, I'm not taking calls. I'm in the show right now. Go to the Vivek Ramaswamy interview. Hey, how about I just quit? That'll make you all happy. How about I just tender my resignation right now? And then you can do a better job. Hell, let's. How about get that guy's number? He can come here and he can host the show. You can explain to me how to fund all this and fight all this and do all this and go up against the New World Order. And you can tell me how I can do a better job for you, right? Because you're an armchair quarterback. Like everybody else, like the churches and the Republican Party and all the rest of it. We're under attack because we're the tip of the spear. But you know what? I'm not going to let your call ruin this show. I'm going to take calls. But I don't want listeners to bring this up. I'm done talking about it. I am, you know, it's like we're in a war on the front lines being attacked. And they're like, you didn't drag the dead body back correctly to your position. Man, it must be easy to be a spectator. It must be easy not be in the arena. It must be easy to sit back and watch how greater men have stumbled. And I'm not even mad at you. It's just so mind-blowing to hear that and to hear, why don't you do better? Why don't you fight harder? Why don't you stand up better? And I'm just sitting there going, why don't you fight the New World Order? Hey, why don't you sell your house and donate us the money? Wait, I just wanted to make you bad because you didn't do more for somebody. What the hell are you talking about? How about you go donate a gallon of your blood today and donate us the money from the Blood Transfusion Center? That's an archetypal thing with this is. Because I've donated a lot of blood, and I've done everything I can. But I am so sick of people that look at those in the arena and then say, as Monday morning quarterbacks, how they could have done more or how they could have done better or they could have done this or they could have done that. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. If they are successful and shut this place down, which they might be, I guess you'll go with the mainstream media headlines about Jones didn't do a good job here, or Jones did a bad job there. You'll probably agree with him. Yeah, he could have done a better job. Instead of realizing that we're in a fight for the existential future of humanity right now, in a war, and I have put up with outrageous crap, and it's been a pleasure. But what I don't like is the calls like that one. You tell me I'm not doing enough. Great. What are you going to do? Show me how it's done. Please. Show me. If we were like a fighter ace in World War II, I got like hundreds of enemy aircraft shot down on the side of the hull of my aircraft. And I don't think I'm the best thing around. I'm like, well, please. Here, you fly the airplane. Let's take off and let's go shoot down the enemy. And you show me how to sink their ships and their submarines and shoot down their aircraft. You show me, please. And the people are doing a great job. I say, look at this great person. Look at that great person. Boy, aren't they an example of freedom. Because that caller is not just one caller. He's the average churchgoer. He's the average conservative. He's the average person that sits back and wishes Jim Jordan done better. Or Steve Scalise. Or Senator Paul. And they can sit back and go, well, he could have done this, he could have done that, when you're not in the arena. Yeah, you called into a talk show. That's good. I'm glad you did that. But you punch my button when you sit there and say, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you doing that? I expect more from you. Fair. I expect a lot more from you then. Because from where I'm at, you have no idea what we've been through, what we've paid for, and what we've done to have this fight we're at. We've had an incredible victory. We've had an incredible run against the enemy. But hey, what'd you do for me today, right? Like we're up here dancing for you, like we're on a marionette, like we're on the end of strings. And, well, you didn't do a perfect little backflip like I'm some ballerina. Son, I'm not your damn ballerina. I'm standing up against the Satanist, against the New World Order, against the globalist, against the worst people this planet's ever seen. And you call into this show and say, you need to do more. You could have done better here. It's one thing if somebody calls in and says, I got an idea, you should do this. I'm like, yeah, it's a great idea. But it's another thing to call in with no understanding or no background or none of it in your mother's basement and tell me what I need to do. You need to go to your bank account today, since you're above me and better than me, and whether it's $10,000 or $1 million, send it all to InfoWarsStore.com. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com where it says donate at the top and make a donation right now, or I'm calling you out for doing nothing. We've proven ourselves. We've proven victory. We've proven we're in the fight. We've proven we're not backing down. And I'm not going to sit here and have people that don't have skin in the game lecture me about what I can do better. You know the amount of harassment and degradation and humiliation I've gone through? I don't mind that from the enemy. But I'm not going to have you call into this show and like you're my officer and I'm at some type of parade event and you're going to review me and you're going to judge me about what I stand for and who I am. It's not going to happen. So you're the big genius. You figure it out. Again, it's this babyish mindset, this childlike mindset of these people that don't get how serious the hour is. But here's the good news. You're not going to have to wait long. They're going to cut your energy off. They're going to cut your food off. They're not just going to cut your children's genitals off. They're going to cut everything off you got. And so you're going to have to face the reality that Klaus Schwab thinks you're stupid and King Charles thinks you're weak. And Bill Gates thinks you're dead. And they're going to come, and they're going to release mosquitoes and 5G and poison shots, and they're going to kill you because they think you're weak, and they think you're going to take it. And they think you're going to look at the people with the best track record of fighting it, like going to Muhammad Ali when he wins the heavyweight championship and try to give him lectures on how he's going to win his next fight. There you go. So get your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye. Because if you think calling into this show and telling us how we can do something better makes you a big man, then you know what, big man? You're the big man now. You show us how we win. You show us how we do it. You show us how it's done. I'm ready to watch it. I want to see it. Come on. I'm ready to learn right now from you. I want to be taught. I'm ready. I don't want to be number one. I want you to show me how you're great. I want you to show me how you're the best. And I want to show you that you're the answer to everything. So now the shoe's on your foot.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.